The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 86. It had been a tiring day. I had been held prisoner and escaped. I had been shot at. I had strangled a couple of guys. I had kissed a beautiful girl. And I had been slugged by said girl. I was just about ready for bed. I guess the others were pretty tuckered out as well, for the decision was made without much in the way of discussion, to pitch camp right there in the center of the lost city. But before that happened, belated introductions were conducted. Corinne's friends, it turned out, were named Audrey, Jocelyn, and Tiffany. They were all about the same age, and they were all anthropology students at the university together. Jocelyn was French. That is to say, she was from Quebec. They were remarkably well equipped. They had two of those tents that expand into little dome-like structures. They looked quite sturdy and comfortable. They had little portable stoves and lanterns and all kinds of delicious foil-packed foods. I say delicious because they were kind enough to treat us to some dinner. Some kind of boil-and-foil chicken cacciatore. Remarkable what can be accomplished by the freeze-drying process. I was happy to be able to contribute the very last of my sesame snacks for dessert. None of the girls ate any, though. I think they may have been put off by the dirt. They, the sesame snacks, that is, had traveled with me all the way from before Zuleika. They were, I must admit, somewhat the worse for wear. But none of our party was very fussy at that point, our expectations in the food realm having dropped significantly over the course of our journey. But Corinne et al. Were still somewhat choosy about what they put in their mouths. Never mind. After dinner we sat around talking, and then somehow we got involved in a game of charades. I was quite tired, but I managed to do quite well. Corinne and I made quite a good team, although I have to admit that Hobie had quite the gift for mime. He and Tiffany gave us quite a run for our money, but in the end, we were victorious. That night, I slept marvelously. Laying on my crusty blanket in the dust and dirt of the long-lost city, I drifted off, thinking of the wonderful Corinne, lying only feet or meters away, in her wonderful clean sleeping bag, under the shelter of her wonderful dome tent. I did not even wake when it started to rain.